That is your helper, is the only one that you're depending upon, is the only one that you are trusting to help you, because the help of man will fail, because the help of man will disappoint, but God alone is your helper, and that is the reason why you are calling unto him. My you to come unto his presence. To me, I know he is the only source of help. That is the reason why I'm running every day, every moment to the presence of the only helper, God Almighty, the helper of the helpless. My helper, my my helper. There is something that makes me come into your presence, my helper. Okay, Toto Farati, the rock of ages, our rock, our helper, the one that we run to and we are saved and we are helped. Daddy, we thank you because you are the greatest one. There is no mountain that is bigger than you, that is higher than you. You are the one that subdue all mountains. All hills bow at your presence. Okay, ula, ula. Okay, wewe. Ijilile. Kole duro ni wajure. Oluwa mi beti tobito. Ijilile kole duro ni wajure Olorun mi beti tobito Oluwa etobi ani aoke unla 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 oke wewe Ijilile kole duro ni wajure Olorun olurannowo mi Oluwa be se tobito Oluwa etobi olurannowo You are my helper Helper, oh my God, you are. Olurannowo mi, you are my helper. Olurannowo mi, you are my helper. Helper, oh God, you are. Helper, oh my God, you are. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you, we worship you because we have you, the greatest helper, the helper of the helpless, the only one we can run to subdue mountain before us, to subdue hills before us, to make mountain to melt before us, to make hills to escape away from us, the only helper that can raise the valley up for us, the only helper that can make way where there is no way, the only helper that is able to save, to deliver evermore. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you because we have you as our God. We have you, Jehovah, the one that helps, the one that can never get tired, the one that can never stop helping us as long as we are crying unto you. Father, you will help us. We thank you even by your grace that draws us to your presence, even at this mountain. Even boldly we have come again tonight, oh Lord, in your presence again, our great helper, our helper, the only one that can help us, the only one that we have come to look unto, to cry unto, to help us even at this hard time, even at this dangerous time, even at this perilous time. Daddy, we have come boldly. Father, we will receive mercy and we will get grace for help because it's only in you and it's only by you that we can be helped. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. We worship you because you are our God. We thank you because you are our helper. We thank you, oh God, because you will never stop even helping us because that is who you are. You are the helper of the helpless. We are helpless. We have no power of our own. We have no strength of our own. That's why we have come unto you. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, readily, oh Lord, Father, steadily, oh Lord, daily, oh Lord, momentarily, oh God, you will supply help unto us. You will help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we decree and declare that we have no other help but you. We have no other help but you. You are the only help that we have. You are the only help that that we have. Oh, Daddy, we have no other help but you. Oh, we have no other help but you, Almighty God. You are the only help that we have. Oh, you are the only help that we have. Daddy, because you are the only source of help, you are the only help that we have. That's why we have come unto you, oh God, the source of our help. Daddy, we pray, oh Lord, in your presence tonight, you will open heaven upon us. And Lord, help we come, oh Lord. Father, in that area, concerning that thing, even concerning that issue and cases, oh Lord, that we need help, oh Lord, that the help of man and woman, Father, has failed, that the help of president, of governors, of pastor, of evangelist, of apostle have failed, even of the help of the father, of the wife, of the husband, the children has failed. We have come unto you, oh God, the only source of help. Daddy, tonight we will find help. Father, by your mercy and grace, we will find help. In the mighty name of Jesus, Daddy, we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the floods. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to vanity, nor sown deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek thy face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates of nations, even of states, even of county, even of vicinity, neighborhood, even that this message is being transmitted at this time. I decree and declare, lift up your heads, O ye gates, even of our father's household, of our mother's household, Father, even at our workplace, even gates, O Lord, of our in-laws, O Lord, gates, O Lord, even in our relationship, that is limiting us, that is saying that we will not go forward, that is say that we will not break through. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? Oh, the Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory, the Lord that is mighty in battle. Oh, the Lord that never lost a battle. Oh, the conquering King is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts of heaven's army. He is the King of glory in our midst tonight, in our lives individually, even collectively as the people of God. In the name of Jesus, that as we decree your word into our lives, as we pray your word into our lives, Father, we shall receive, O Lord, even answer prayers, because we are come unto you, God of all flesh, the helper of the helpless, the one that answers prayers. Daddy, we know that you alone, you are God. Besides you, there is no other God. From beginning to the end, you are the only helper. You are the only source of help. If you did not help us, nobody can help us. That's why we have come to you. Oh, Father, we pray, oh Lord, we will all receive help. Father, that thing that we are believing help for, that did let help come forth in the name of Jesus, and our life shall be even a living testimony of those that God himself has helped. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I welcome you all to the month of August. This month, the Lord has declared it the month that we will be marvelously helped. Our month of marvelous help. I want you to believe in it. Today is the third day. But let me tell you, the next second can be that very time, that very moment, that help that you have been waiting for years will come even at the door of your house. We just landed because our God promised it. He said it and he will do it. Just hold on to him. Believe him that this month of August, that day, by your special visitation, by your August visit, I will receive marvelous help, even from every angle, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Quickly, we are going to read the book of Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 to 20. But let me tell you, as we go through it, we'll be raising prayer point. And to God be the glory, this coming Saturday, August the 5th, you know what number 5 stands for. You know the August. I'm telling you, God is about to do something. Even on the mountain prayer, as we will gather the first Saturday of the month of August on the mountain, God is ready for us. Because God will do that which is beyond our own understanding. Please don't miss it. It's at the Monte Creek here in Dallas. And if you cannot make it, you are outside the diaspora, please join us online. God is about to pour out even measure of help that is beyond your own understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus, please invite friends, neighbors, family members. It's all about God and us, his people. And God will show up for us in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 1 to 21. I'm reading from the Evangelical Heritage Version. Uzziah, some will call him Azariah, king of Judah. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father, Amaziah. He was the one who built Elath and restored it to Judah after King Amaziah rested with his father. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he ruled in Jerusalem for 52 years. His mother's name was Jecoliah from Jerusalem. Verse 4. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like everything that his father Amaziah has done. Hallelujah. He continued to seek God throughout the day of Zechariah, who trained him in the fear of the Lord. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Let us stop there. Verse 4 and verse 5. We are going to raise prayer points there. But you can see the little story about this young king that God gave the opportunity. God enthroned him as king over Judah at the age of 16. Let me tell you, God is not moved by multitude. God is no respecter of person. God can choose anyone. If and even chose a king as little as 8 years old. 16 years old, this young man became a king. My brother, my sister, our sons and our daughters, listen to me. Our parents, let us tell our children, God can place them in place of authority, regardless of their age, regardless of the number, even in the family, you know, the extended family. I decree and declare, God Almighty, we by himself place our children, regardless of their age, in the place of authority. Wherever they find themselves, they will be chosen even to be in charge. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Every power that wants to relegate them, every power that wants to trample upon their head, today the Lord strip that person, that wicked person, of his or her power in the name of Jesus. God render those powerless in the name of Jesus. Verse 4 said that he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like everything that his father Amaziah has done. Let me tell you, our children, they are watching us. Your children, they are watching you. Even you as a mother, your girls, your lady, they are watching you. Even as a father, all your children, both male and female, they are watching us parents. This man, Uzziah, studied his father and followed the step of his father. The Bible says he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. I decree and declare, your children, my children, our children will always do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord at all times in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, anything that wants to entice them not to do even that which is right in the eyes of the Lord, especially at this end time, that Lord will separate them, that Lord will not permit such evil to happen to our children. For they will know that they must do that which is pleasing unto God. And so shall it be, by the help of the Almighty God, our children will always even do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord. And so you and me, we will do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord, regardless of who is watching us or who is not watching us, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in verse 5, he continued to seek God. Let me tell you, seeking God is very hard at this time. Many don't even have time to seek after God. The psalmist says, "Hardly will I seek you, O God." The Bible says that the King David said, "I will continually seek the face of the Lord." The Bible said this young man continued to seek God throughout the days of Zechariah, who trained him in the fear of God. Who are you letting your children to go through? Under who? Is it the person that will train them in the ways of the Lord, in the fear of the Lord? Or is the one that is training them just to make money? Just to you know, oh, you must study, you must be the doctor, you must be there. Let me tell you, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible said this young man continued to seek God throughout the days of Zechariah, who trained him in the fear of God. I decree and declare, there is going to be a connection that God will connect you with them, your children, your son, your daughter, with that man, with that God-fearing person that we trained him or her in the fear of God, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare, our children will take it upon themselves. They will desire to know God more and more. They will seek after God. As long as they are on this earth, they will not stop seeking after God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing will take them away from seeking the face of God, in the name of Jesus. The Bible said God made him prosper. Because of what? He continued to seek the face of God. And because he was trained in the fear of God, he feared God, he reverenced God, he respected God above anything, above all laws, above any man, above any woman. I decree and declare that myself and you, our children together, we will continue to seek God, and we will continue to train ourselves in the fear of God. And we will continue even to make sure that seeking the face of God is number one thing. No wonder Apostle Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Even at this time, the grace for you and for me, for our children, for our household, to always seek the face of the Lord, to seek after God, to fear God, to reverence him, God will give unto us in the name of Jesus. And because of that, we will prosper in all that we do. While others are failing, prosperity is ours. Success is ours, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. 1 Chronicles 16:11 says, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually." You cannot say you seek God today, then the next time will be on Sunday. No, seek him continually. I decree and declare grace for you to be able to get the help to seek God and his strength every day. To seek the Lord and his strength, even seek his presence continually. Many cannot even stay in the presence of God when it's 30 minutes, they are tired. Many cannot tarry in the place of prayer. Many cannot tarry in seeking the face of God.
I decree and declare that spirit of hasting, that spirit that make you to run out of the presence of God, not to be able to stay in the presence of God, that Lord rebuke that spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. Grace for help to be able to seek the presence of God continually, to seek the Lord and his strength continually. That Lord give unto you and unto me, to our children, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
He went out and waged war against Philistine. Look at, who are we talking about here? This man, this young man at age of 16, King Uzziah, went out and waged war against the Philistines. He broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Jabin, and the wall of Ashdod. He built cities in the territory of Ashdod and among the Philistines. Why? Why is he able to do that? He destroyed everything that is idolatry. He broke down every wall of perdition. He broke down everything that does not glorify the name of God. And he built cities in the territory of Ashdod and among the Philistines. Proverbs 16:7 says, when a man's way pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. I decree and declare, because you and your children, myself, we will seek the Lord and his strength. We will seek his presence continually in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we will reference him, we will obey him, we will fear God. God will make all our enemies to be at peace with us in the name of Jesus. And we will take territories. We will take places for our God, like this King Uzziah, in the name of Jesus. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabs who lived in Gobba, and against the Menutes. God helped him. It's not anybody. When you are the one that seek continually the Lord and his strength and his presence, when you are the one that fears the Lord, when you are the one that fears the Lord above anything, God will arise for your help. God will stand up for your help. God stood up for this man. God help him. According to that verse 7 of 2 Chronicles 26, God help him against all the enemies, even in and around Judah, because he feared the Lord. I decree and declare that as you continue in this month of August, that Lord will help you, that Lord will marvelously help you, you and your children, in the name of Jesus. He will help you against those that are rising up even against you, in the name of Jesus. He will fight your enemy for you. He will give you victory, and he will get territory for you to occupy. He will make you to succeed and prosper in all you are going to do, on all that you are doing, even by itself, this month of August and henceforth, in the name of Jesus. Verse 8 says, and Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah. The Ammonites. Ammonites have ever been the enemy of Judah, of Israelite. But because this young man chose the way of his father, the godly way, the way of honoring God above anything, seeking the Lord and his strength, seeking the presence of God continually, God prospered him. God gave him power, even to rule over his enemies, even to take territories within the land of his enemies. And the Bible said the Ammonite paid tribute to him. I decree and declare, this is what God will do in your life and in my life. That those enemies, those ones that hated us so, God will so much make us even to be above them, that they will begin to pay tribute to us in the name of Jesus. His reputation spread as far as the border of Egypt. You see, this man at the age of 16, because he feared the Lord, because he seek the Lord and the strength, because he seek the presence of the Lord, the Bible says he continued to seek God and he was trained in the fear of the Lord. The Bible says God prospered him. God took territories for him, even in the land of the enemy. God caused him to be able to destroy everything that does not glorify God. God help him against his enemy, the Philistines, and against the Arabs. Oh, my brothers and my sister, God is able to help you to achieve purpose and counsel. And because of this, his fame spread as far as the border of Egypt, because he has become very strong. I decree and declare, by the help of the Almighty God, coming for you, for me, for our children, for our household, God will make our reputation even spread as far as every border, the whole world, in the name of Jesus. Not only that, God will make us very strong. We will be stronger than our enemies, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle, and he fortified them because God helped him. Many will want to do something. The enemy will say no. Remember what happened to Nehemiah. The enemy came. They don't want them to build the wall. But with the help of God, with the hand of God upon them, they completed the wall. You only need the help of God. The way God will do it is not your concern. Just seek the help of God. Believe God, see you through that project, that thing that you are doing, that academic pursuit, that business, that glorious thing that you want to do for God. See God, see you through, helping you through. The Bible says he built towers in wilderness. Oh my God. He dug many cisterns because he has large house, both in the Shephelah and on the plain. He made the whole place easy. Even the animals, they find water to drink in the wilderness. He is, you know, God helped him to do tremendous things. I decree and declare this month that God has declared as our month of marvelous help, that Lord will help you marvelously, even to achieve good purposes and counsel, in the name of Jesus. God will help your children. God will help your husband. God will help your wife. God will help you as family, even to do marvelous things, even to the glory of God. Those things that will dash your enemies, in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, this very man, he also had farmers and vineyard workers in the islands and in the fertile lands, because he loved the soil. Uzziah had an army, well trained and ready for war. Verse 11. Organized in divisions based on the numbers from census taken by Jair, the secretary, and Mashiah, the officer, under the direction of Ananiah, one of the king officers. This man, because he feared the Lord, he was organized. He was not those that just, you know, unorganized, that they cannot even say, this is what I'm doing now. Oh, let's finish. You know, those ones that will touch this, leave it, touch this, leave it, touch this. You know, he was a very organized, even his army, well organized. I decree and declare, by the help of the Lord, you will be like that man. You will be organized in your decision, in your enterprise, in what you are doing, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, by the help of the Lord, confusion is no longer your portion. It's no longer my portion. In the name of Jesus, you will be orderly. You will take things as it's supposed to do. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in verse 12, the total number of the leading fathers who led the powerful warriors was 2,600. Under their command, there was a strong army of 3,7500 men able to wage war as a very powerful force. I decree and declare, God Almighty, we supply you men that will assist you, that will help you in achieving your counsel, in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, God will even assign, we help you, with those that will raise you up spiritually, that will fight your battle, even spiritually, that they will not rest until they pray for you, until they mention your name in the presence of God. God will raise men and women around the four corner of the world to begin to pray for you in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, God can do it. God can drop your name in the mind of somebody, even in South Africa. God can do it. Drop your name in the heart of somebody in Canada. God can do it. God can raise people to begin to pray for you. Oh, spiritual battle and physical battle. God will raise men of valor, men that are strong physically, emotionally, psychologically. Oh, God will raise them up. Men that are blessed financially. God will raise them up for you and for me in the name of Jesus. The Bible says these men are a very powerful source. I decree and declare, God will give that your son, that your daughter, that your husband, your wife, your family, people that are very powerful, that they have sources, resources to help you. God will raise them up for you and for me by his grace and help in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. He said that God raised these men. These men are available to help the king against the enemies. The Bible says in the book of 1 Chronicles 12:22, that says, more and more men came every day to help David. This is not David calling for them. This is not David going around destroying somebody in order to get some people to come and help him. No. God, this is the work of God. They have no choice but to come to David every day to help him. I decree and declare, every day of your life, as from this month of August, that God has declared our month of marvelous help, you will lack no help in the name of Jesus. Your children, your household will lack no help in the name of Jesus. More and more, men will come every day to help you like they did unto David in the name of Jesus. And you will become large and powerful just like David in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, any man that lack help, the help that comes from the Lord, God is not going to come down. God will use men. But if you see a man that lack help of man, that God has given to him or to her, that man, I'm very sorry, it will be hard for such even to break through. I decree and declare, that man, that woman, those ones that God has chosen to come for your help daily, they will not stop in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare, that helper that is determined, that helper that I've already said to it, that I must help her, I must help him, I must help them. God will stir up their spirit for you and for me, for our children, in the name of Jesus. Verse 14, Uzziah supplied the whole army with shield, spear, helmet, coat of mail, bows, and stone for slingshot. In Jerusalem, he made war machines produced by clever inventors to be mounted on the towers and at the corners to shoot arrows and hurl large stone. Look at a boy of 16 years old. Why all this thing? You can go back and study this later and grab the knowledge and the power there. The Bible said because this young man continued seeking after God, he was trained in the fear of the Lord and he feared the Lord. He sought the Lord. He continued seeking the Lord, his strength, and the presence of God continually. His ways pleased the Lord. And the Lord gave him knowledge, understanding. God helped him because of that. Though you may be small, but I'm going to help you because you fear me, you honor me, you respect me. You seek after me. You don't lean on your own understanding. When things come, you come to me, you run to me. God, what am I going to do? The Bible says this man did marvelous things in the land of Judah. He made machines for war that were produced by, you know, clever, intelligent inventors. Not those ones that did not know what they are doing. The Bible said again, listen, his reputation spread far and wide. Why? Because he received marvelous help from God. Because he was marvelously helped by God. Let me tell you, my brother and my sister, the help that comes from the Lord is permanent. Nobody can tear it down. What God helped you to achieve, nobody can destroy it. The Bible said, with the help of God, this man became strong. I decree and declare, you will be marvelously helped. As from tonight and henceforth, every moment you will be marvelously helped. Your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, every one of us, we will be marvelously helped and we will become stronger in the name of Jesus. And our reputation will spread far and wide because God alone will be our helper in the name of Jesus. He will supply us everything we need, even to make it, to prosper, to achieve even that counsel, that purpose, that will, as is written concerning us in the land of the living, in the mighty name of Jesus. God is the only helper that will help you to become famous. If you want people because you want to be famous and you are going to be boy under somebody, or you are looking for connection, you are looking for, let me tell you, popularity without fear of God will lead you to destruction. You don't know what those people are worshiping, but because you know them that they are this, I want to be like so-so. I will find way of getting in touch closer, even to him or to her. Be careful. Not all that glitters are gold. Not all famous people are receiving their fame from the Lord. The fame that did not come from the Lord, let me tell you, we end up in shame. May you not be ashamed. May you wait and receive help that comes from the Lord. He is the one that can make your reputation spread far and wide. And he is the only one that can surely help and sustain the help he gave. Men can give you help today. If you offend them tomorrow, they can take it away. If you offend them, they can say that because of this, I will stop helping you. God is a good God. I want us to quickly go to this Bible passage and we will raise prayer points. You pray it, I pray it upon myself and upon my household. Psalm 22 verse 19 says, "But you, O Lord, do not be distant. O my strength, come quickly to help me." I want you to turn it to prayer. O Lord, do not be distant to me. As I continue this month of August and henceforth, oh God, my strength, come quickly to help me at every present time, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I decree for every members of my household, Daddy, do not be distant to them. You are their strength. Come quickly to help them. Even as they cry unto you, help them quickly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Psalm 30 verse 2 says, "I cried to you for help, O Lord my God, and you healed me." I want you to cry. Peradventure you are sick. You are on this line. I want you to cry. You will have testimony like this. "Oh God, heal me.
Oh God, you are the only one that can raise me up from this sick bed. You are the only one that can strengthen me and refresh me. You are the only one that can restore health to me and healing. Oh God, I cried unto you for help tonight. Daddy, come heal me. Let me too have testimony. Even like this in Psalm 30 verse 2. I cry to you for help, for healing. Oh Lord my God, and you heal me. Daddy, heal me by your help. Of any sickness, of any ailment, physical or spiritual, in the name of Jesus. So I decree for my family members, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 30 verse 10, oh Lord, have mercy and be gracious to me. Oh Lord, be my helper. I want you to turn it to prayer. Oh God, have mercy and be gracious to me. Oh Lord, be my helper at every point in time, momentarily, oh God. Daddy, I pray unto you. Have mercy and be gracious to me, even to every members of my household, and be our helper in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Psalm 54 verse 4, but God is my helper. The Lord is my defender. I want you to pray. God, you alone, I know as my helper, and you alone is my defender. Daddy, tonight, oh Lord, I decree and declare that God Almighty, you are my helper. You alone is my helper. You alone is my defender. So shall it be for every members of my household, that you alone will be their helper and their defender, even against their enemies, in the name of Jesus. I have no other help but you, God. I have no other help but you. You are the only help that I have. You are the only help that I have. I want you to pray according to Psalm 70 verse 1. Oh God, because I have no other help but you, because you are the only defender I have, even against this multitude that are rising up against me, even against this difficult situation and circumstances, come quickly to save me. Come quickly to help me, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, because my household have no other helper but you. My household have no other defender but you. You are the only helper and defender we have. Come quickly to save us, oh God, our helper. Come quickly, oh Lord, our helper, even to help us, oh Lord, concerning this situation and circumstances. Help us against this mountain. Pull this mountain down before us. Oh God, our helper. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, you cannot cry unto any other than God. He is the only helper that can help you by sending man to help you. He is the source of help to everyone, as declared by King David in Psalm 121 verse 1 to 2. I look up to the hills, but where will my help really come from? My help will come from the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth. Mountain does not hold your help. Oh, mountain cannot give you help. Hills cannot give you help. Going to the mountain does not mean you are going to get power. You are going to help by the mountain, but God, the God that resides on the mountain, the God that resides in the valley. When a mountain, like we are going this coming Saturday, August 5, by 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. to seek God's faith for help, to cry unto him alone, who is worthy to be praised, and we will be saved from our enemies. No one goes to the mountain to call unto the mountain. We are not going to call unto the mountain. We are just going to separate ourselves. We are going even to have even a separate time, even a time even to seek his face, to get out of the noisy world. And I know as we go, while we're coming down from the mountain, oh, our life will never remain the same. In the name of Jesus, we want to get out of this every care of this world. We want to say we are backing whatsoever thing that is going on. We want to seek even the face of the Lord and His strength. We want to be in His presence so that we can find grace to get help even this month of August and forever. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Our help comes only from the Lord Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth. Let us hear what the scripture says in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 26 to 7. I want you to listen to this. As we are rounding up, we continue even where we stop today, next week, by the special grace of God. Because this chapter of 2 Chronicles 26 is loaded. The Bible says in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 26 to 27. As the king of Israel, Joram, was passing by on the city wall, a woman cried out to him, "Help, my lord, O king." He said, "If the Lord does not help you, from where shall I get you help?" "From the threshing floor or from the wine press? Who are you crying unto, my brothers and my sisters?" Who are we crying unto? Believers in Christ. Is it your parents? Is it your wife that you cry unto for help? Is it your husband? Maybe it's your apostle. Maybe it's your prophet. Maybe it's your evangelist or your pastor. Or is it your king, elders, your counselor, chairman of your community, chairman of your company, or maybe the president of your country? Just like that woman cried unto King, she saw the king walking, passing by the wall of the city, ran to him, cried unto him, "Help, my lord, O king." But she was disappointed, because the king let her understand that, you know what? I cannot help. Help cannot come from me. I don't have the help to give you. If the Lord does not help you, where do you want me to get help? My brother and my sister, if God did not help you, nobody can help you. Regardless of who that person may be. That's why you cannot cry to man for help. You can only cry to God, and God will do the connection, and God will lead you to the person. But if you cry to people first, you have missed it. Cry to God. Talk about that situation to God first, because only Him can give you help. Believe it or not, help can only come from God. And this month of August, He has declared it our month of marvelous help. Our month of great help that comes from Him alone. Help that surpasses human understanding. Help that will make you strong in all areas of your weaknesses. Help that will make your fame spread far like King Uzzah. As a prosperous man and woman, as a prosperous, successful young adult, young boy, young girl, at the age of 16, he mounted the throne of the king of Judah. God helped him because he sought after God. He respected God. He feared God. He honored God. He loved the presence of the Lord. He's seeking continually even the face of the Lord. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that this month of August, as the Lord has declared it our month of marvelous help, great help will come for you and for your household. In the mighty name of Jesus, concerning that pending issue, concerning that terrible situation, God Almighty,
mighty will arise and help you marvelously. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare help that surpasses human understanding. God is releasing it upon us all together. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare help that will make us stronger in all areas of our lives, in all ramifications. God is releasing it upon you and upon me, upon every one of your household. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare help to get solution for that stubborn situation. Help from above. God will release it upon you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare by the help that comes from the Almighty God, your fame and my fame will spread far. In the name of Jesus, we will not be limited. In the name of Jesus, shame will be far away from us. That situation that wants to bring shame upon us, by the help of God that God has declared for us today, even this month, that shame, God is giving us honor. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. Daddy, we just thank you. We bless you. Because as we have decreed tonight, as we have declared, Daddy, so you will do unto us. People will see us and they will know these are the ones that have been marvelously helped by the Almighty God. So shall it be. Even the testimony of all people around us, they will see us and they will say, oh, this one has been marvelously helped by the Almighty God. So our fame will spread all around that these ones are the ones that God Almighty Himself have helped marvelously and will continue to help us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Don't forget, Monte Creek, this Saturday, 9 a.m. Come, let us seek the face of God. It can never be too much. Prayer can never be too much. Prayerlessness is not your portion, it's not my portion. This is the time. This is the time that we must get power to pray and to tarry in the presence of God. The grace for prayer and supplication. The grace for you to pray and to tarry, even at the place of prayer. I release it upon you and your household in the mighty name of Jesus. You will be marvelously helped even at the place of prayer in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you, we bless you. As we go through this month of August, we are holding you by your word that Lord, you will marvelously help us, and it shall be obvious in our lives. It shall be evidential in our lives, in our situation, since we act in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. Remain blessed. God bless you. Enjoy the marvelous help of the Lord for the rest of your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. I love you. Becky Adedokun.